Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Simple Mills, a company on a mission to make healthy eating simple so people can thrive. While we're sheltering and baking our hearts out, Simple Mills' super easy baking mixes have made us look like pros when we post the finished product to Instagram. From bread to muffins to pizza dough and more, Simple Mills baking mixes have 25% less sugar than other baking mixes, and they use only simple, whole food ingredients. Visit them at simplemills.com or follow them on social at Simple Mills for wellness tips and delicious recipe inspiration. And now, on to today's interview. Girl, I said I'll be on the road, I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal, so don't be upset when I'm not. And with me today is Marie Goodman. She is the Director of Partnerships at A Sweat Life. So if you've been on a Zoom call workshop with us recently, you've probably heard her voice and seen her face and maybe her beautiful golden retriever, Finn, if you were lucky. She is also the co-founder of Superhue, which is a sparkling tonic infused with hemp extract and all natural ingredients that tastes really delicious and is something that I've been craving and have not been able to find in Kentucky yet. So Marie, if you could get on that, that would be great.
I will do my best. Thanks, Kristen.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself a little bit to people who maybe haven't heard your voice on Zoom calls yet?
Yeah, for sure. So as Kristen mentioned, I'm Director of Partnerships for A Sweat Life. So if there are any brands you want to see A Sweat Life working with, let us know. And I also am the co-founder of Superhue. We launched last year. It's a CBD sparkling tonic. We're mainly available in Illinois and the Chicago area. We are also in the Erewhon markets in Southern California. And if you've never been to one of their stores, highly recommend going. Don't go and not plan on spending too much money because they're definitely a trap, but really cool place to explore. And in addition to that, I'm working with a group of people here in Illinois to hopefully get some cannabis licenses so we can make Superhue that has CBD and THC, probably starting in 2021.
Very exciting. I hope that that comes through sooner rather than later. I think we could all use a little extra CBD and THC in quote unquote these uncertain times. Marie, what tip are you going to share with our listeners today?
I have found that making a list of some things that take time that I typically wouldn't have found the time to do, and actually spending the time doing them has been really helpful, just in keeping myself busy and also like getting to do some new things that I wouldn't have done, if I wasn't quarantining.
And are these like fun things or are they projects or both?
A little bit of both. So like just some things are pretty simple. Like I have a French press and I never really used it before quarantining because I pretty much always just grabbed a coffee on the go. And so now I actually like a little bit of a ritual taking time in the morning, even though a French press is fast, but just making your own coffee every morning. It's kind of nice. It's like relaxing a couple minutes. And then I've also been spending more time doing, this is kind of like physical therapy. So it was something that I was definitely not very good about doing my exercises on a regular basis. I have some issues with my right hip. And so now it's like, there's really no excuse not to spend 10 minutes in the morning or in the evening going through my exercises. And then also things like long dog walks. Definitely have spent a lot more time walking and spent a lot more time at dog parks and walking with Finn than I normally would have. And just like things like cooking, where it feels a lot less of like a chore now to actually cook a full meal at home, and doing the things that like take time. So whether it's like brining a chicken overnight, or like making various kinds of pickles to have like a few days later, things like that I would have not taken the time to do before.
And whenever we get to the after part of this pandemic, do you think some of these things will stick around? The things that like previously you would have said you didn't have enough time for?
I hope so. I think that I'll make more of an effort to like slow down. It probably won't happen as much on the weekdays, but I think definitely taking some time, real time off on the weekends and doing those slow things is really important. And that's something that I'll continue to do.
Yeah. When you mentioned that you were making your own French press coffee now, I was thinking like, whenever I see you in person in the office, you are never without a takeout coffee container. Like that is your signature accessory, I feel like.
Yep. I have to have a coffee first thing in the morning, and I like to have like a real coffee beverage. So I tend to make my French press very intense, but and I have like a milk frother machine, so I can actually make like pretty close to the same thing that I would normally be getting.
That's amazing. That's one of those things that like, I know it's going to cost me less than $10 and it's going to bring me so much joy if I just get one of those handheld frother wands, and I keep putting it off, but maybe this is the week. Maybe Amazon will deliver it before the end of May.
I have one from Nespresso, so it's not even like a handheld thing. You just literally pour the milk in and like press a button, and 10 seconds later you have, also it does cold foam.
I've seen that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So for like iced coffee, it's like, I mean, I'm not having iced coffee yet, but in the summer, it's lovely.
It's really sad that we're saying we're not having iced coffee yet on May 11th.
I know.
Okay. So back to your list. Is there anything that you have on there that you are looking forward to tackling sometime soon, or something that you've recently added that you're excited about?
Yes. This is kind of just because of how things are rolling out and opening. But I am going to learn to play golf.
Nice.
And that's something that definitely takes a lot of time. I feel like when someone's like, I'm going to go play golf, they're gone for like an entire day. Yes. And it's just not something that I've ever like really been interested in. But now that, you know, like just the idea of like spending a day outside and doing some kind of activity sounds amazing.
It's like intoxicating to imagine that.
I'm going to try and learn. The courses in the city haven't opened yet, but there's some in like the surrounding suburbs that have, like all the restaurants in Illinois have, and it sounds like the ones in Chicago will at the end of this month. So I have a little bit of time to to embarrass myself outside of the city before trying to get on the course here.
My dad has been golfing here in Kentucky because the courses pretty much stayed open. And there's a few like good par three courses, which from what I understand are better for beginners and they're quicker. So maybe I will go with him sometime soon.
and try my hand at that swing.
I mean, why not right now, right?
Yeah, it's such a, I feel like right now there's so much why not going on. Like, what better things do I have to do than to go, you know, mess around on a par three course for a few hours?
Exactly. Yeah. Learn now so that you can be a pro once it all opens.
And maybe, if we're lucky, we will be able to do a golf event sometime in the future, in the summer, for A Sweat Life.
Yes, yes.
Marie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your list. It sounds super fun and like a nice way to find things to look forward to and to appreciate. So thank you for sharing that. And where can we find you and Super Hugh and anything else that you're working on? Or where can people get in touch with you if they want to suggest a brand that we should partner with for A Sweat Life?
So that's number one, marie@asweatlife.com. Any brands you want to see us working with, or maybe that you are with and you want to work with us, let me know. And then you can find Super Hugh at drinksuperhugh.com, and then on Instagram at drinksuperhugh. We're doing a promotion right now, actually. If you place an order online, you can send us the name of a frontline worker and we will send them a free sample pack.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Marie, and I'll talk to you in like an hour, probably.
Sounds good. Thanks, Christian.
And for all of our listeners, thank you for listening to The Daily Distance today. We will be back tomorrow with more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.